This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, it is time to power rank the power rankings. And then we're going to talk about Brandon Cooks. And then we might need to ask, did Jerry accidentally say this morning that he might be injured? Do you want to go with The Athletic, ESPN, or CBS Sports?
Well, Kevin, last time we did this, Alec voted against me and said we should have gone with The Athletic. Turned out, Cowboys still weren't very good in the power rankings.
That's fair.
So I think we'll let Alec decide this time. Mr. Smarty Pants.
CBS, The Athletic, or ESPN. Those are your options.
I'm going against my better judgment here, gentlemen, and I'm going to say CBS Sports.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike, I'm going to give you a shot at this because I really want to see what your answer is. Let's go with the worst teams in the NFL. Who is dead last in the NFL?
Jacksonville. Jack nuts.
Jacksonville, that's Jaguars. They are dead last in the... Are they the last winless team, right? Pretty sure after yesterday. The Jacksonville Jaguars are number 32. Outside of record, when you just watch the way they played, do you guys feel like this is a fair assessment?
They're horrible.
They are horrible.
I mean, I do think the Giants are worse.
Okay.
But
you get
I guess the Giants won a game. So.
They did. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars are last in two of the polls, but not in ESPN. Who else do you think would be a candidate for worst team in the NFL?
Carolina.
Interestingly enough, Carolina, they do have...
It's amazing when you're 6 feet tall what can happen as a quarterback.
Andy Dalton. The Carolina Panthers are only 31. ESPN has the New England Patriots as the worst team in all of the land.
Where are the Browns? I feel like the Browns are miserable right
Ooh,
now.
Which one did you pick again, Alec? I'm sorry.
CBS Sports.
Alec, they're 29th in CBS Sports. So the bottom five per CBS is the Dolphins at 28. The Browns, the Patriots, the Panthers, and then the Jags.
Wow.
The Giants have rocketed up to number 26.
After losing to the Cowboys.
On the board.
They lose to the Cowboys, and not in a good way. Only field goals.
That's true. Yeah.
And they're like, good enough.
So on power rankings, the Cowboys have beat who this year?
They have beat the number 26 Giants and the number 29 Browns.
If the Cowboys beat you, you're below average.
That
if the Cowboys lose to you, you're going to be an above average team. I know the Saints aren't really proving that out after
Yeah, the Saints could be the Saints could be the Arizona of the season.
The tough thing is where are the Steelers on this list? Because their record says above average, but nobody thought they would be above average for the season.
All right, before we get to the Steelers, who do you put at number one?
Corey, who has the most money in the NFL?
Roger Goodell.
Almost.
Okay.
He doesn't have as much money as Jerry Jones.
Patrick Mahomes?
Jerry Jones, number one.
No, I'm going to go with the Chiefs, Kevin.
That is a stupid answer. It is also correct. The correct answer should be the Minnesota Vikings.
Why?
Well, the Chiefs have the best defense in the NFL.
That's true, but the Vikings have played objectively better than the Chiefs.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Since the Super Bowl that they weren't in?
Yes. Since then.
No.
I can't include that.
They were in that Super Bowl.
This is a new season.
They started the season at number one. They have done nothing to lose the number one spot.
I don't know about that.
Neither just is UT, because, but they lost
just because
it.
Alabama beat Georgia that's and leapfrog UT doesn't mean that that's how the NFL power ranking should be.
This is pretty much how it works. It's the same thing for college football rankings.
I would take the Chiefs every day over the Vikings.
What if they called it the NCAA power rankings?
Ooh. I don't
and Georgia's it. Now the or sorry, Alabama's now the number one power ranked team.
That's right. Who would you put it to then?
University of Texas.
Okay, which is the Vikings? I don't know.
No, the Vikings are a good choice.
Vikings are second. The Vikings are actually first in the Athletic, but that is not what you picked. So the Chiefs...
Athletic's so wishy-washy.
One. It's fair.
Now there's no more Athletic supporters in Oakland.
Your thoughts?
I bet there's a bunch of jock straps there.
Oh my God.
They got to sell them for the kids that are playing sports.
The Vikings are second. Who else would be in the top five? God help us today.
I feel like jock straps are pretty good, like homeless underwear.
Yeah, because you don't have to like completely remove them. You just pull your pants down a little bit and you can go number two.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Get out of and move on.
There's nothing in the way.
Why do you have to do that quick?
Because you're in public.
Yeah, they have to do it in a cup.
In a bush. I assume. I do not know. I'm sorry. Kevin, I'm going to go with the Texans.
Hold on. The question was, who else is in the top five? I just want to make that clear.
I'm going to go with the Texans, Kevin, for 500, please.
The Houston Texans are number three on the list. Alec, I'm going to go to you next because I'm afraid of what Mike's answer might be. The top three are the Chiefs, the Vikings, and the Texans. Who is next?
Give me, after another impressive performance, rather, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number four on the list, which means the Vikings and Bucks are both in the top four.
As we all predicted.
Yeah, we're smart.
I wish I predicted that. All right, give me one more.
What happened to the Lions?
Let's go with the team that has Slash at quarterback.
The Lions are number five.
Cordell Stewart's back?
Yeah. Jared Goff last night.
I've been way out of the mix here.
Jared Goff did it all last night.
Because he caught a touchdown pass.
Some pretty cool Cordell Stewart cards from the 90s that nobody wants.
Did you see that pass that he turned?
Keller Buffalo Wild Wings will make it happen.
He got spun around and just turns around and sees Jameson Williams is like, I'm throwing it to you. And
yes.
I was like, man, Jared Goff's in his bag tonight.
So the top five, Chiefs, Vikings, Texans, Bucks, and Lions. Where do you put the Cowboys? And if you want to guess about the Steelers.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's fine as well.
Middle of the pack, 14 or 15.
20!
Ooh, Alec. Where do you say the Cowboys are?
I want to go somewhere in between. I'm going to go with number 13.
That is correct.
Look at that, Alec.
Although, one begs the question.
Take that, Athletic.
He did pick CBS Sports. Mm-hmm. Did he pick it because he knew where the Cowboys were ranked? Because they're not 13 in any of the other power rankings.
No. I don't know.
Okay.
I here's what I'm just going to assume.
I don't like CBS Sports. That's why I picked it this time. So I did not read this.
Alec, I appreciate your efforts here. Here's what I'm going to assume about Alec. He's read everything. He's the most prepared of anybody in DFW. Mm. And so that's why he already knew. He already knew all the answers to that.
Now, to y'all's point, if you look at all of these today, the Cowboys are 13, 14, and 15. To Corey's point, pretty much middle of the pack. I know slightly above middle of the pack. Do you feel like that's about right? Because, Mike, you shook your head. You think that's too high.
I do, because of the injuries. Can I ask this question to you? And we already know the spread is 2.5 Steelers right now. Obviously, it can change, but it's not going to change much. Will the Cowboys be favored at home against the Lions?
No.
Will the Cowboys be favored at San Francisco?
No.
Will the Cowboys be favored at Atlanta?
It depends. At Atlanta? I don't think so.
Right now, I don't feel as comfortable making that call until we see what happens in the games, but to Corey's point, I could see that.
Those are your next four games.
Yes.
And so now, can I ask you this? Is Pittsburgh, we know Detroit, San Francisco, Atlanta, are they all ranked ahead of Dallas?
Atlanta is behind Dallas at 15. The rest, the 49ers are 12, the Seahawks are 11, and the Steelers are 9.
Okay.
And the Lions are 5, I'm sorry. So
where are the Eagles?
The Eagles are 16. Because to be fair, they don't look like a good team either.
That's your next game after Atlanta, home against Philadelphia. Then you play the Houston Texans next. And then you go to at Washington, which now all of a sudden, oops.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. The reason I'm ranking them 20, and maybe I'm too far ahead of myself. I think the Cowboys are about to get to Thanksgiving, and we're going to go, oh, no. You better hope the division is as bad as we think it is.
And on Washington, I understand why, aside from the best record, they're clearly the hottest team in the division. They look like they have the possibility of really going up. Every team they've beat is 1-3. So I do just want to throw that out there. So while the Cowboys haven't beat anybody good either, neither has Washington. So I'm not saying Washington's not going to be really good. I'm just interested to see their next several games and see how that all plays
out. That's a good point. And obviously, if the Cowboys can upset the Steelers, I don't think it'll be a major upset, but if they can upset the Steelers, then I think ranking them close to the top 10 teams in the NFL is right. But if they go to Pittsburgh and lose, I think that they'll be ranked properly next time, and they will be ranked more like right at the top of the bottom third teams in the NFL.
Okay. I could see that.
Sean Sharif always listening to the KNC Masterpiece. Because that's what we do on this station, Kevin.
I listened to their interview with Jerry this morning. I thought they asked some great questions. Some of them seemed to stump Jerry.
He texted and said, Cowboys are ninth best in the NFC, so 13th overall is ridiculous. Because the AFC has, what, six teams at least?
Sure.
At least that are better. So that would be Cowboys down in 15 somewhere, even lower if you're considering AFC has more teams.
Yeah, 13 feels high to me as well. But this is where I'm conflicted going into this game. I understand record-wise why people are the way they are. I would put the Cowboys and the Steelers probably in the bottom half. Like, I would probably put them at, like, 17 and 19 or something like that. I do not believe in the Steelers, regardless of how much I like Mike Tomlin.
Here's where I'm with you on this. I will be shocked if both teams score 20 or more points on Sunday night.
Okay.
I don't even know what the over-under is, but I just think it is going to be... Now, that being said, I got to remember that the Steelers get to go against a B-team defense.
That's true.
And there's nothing against the Cowboys that weren't great defensively against... The
Giants. 42.5, by the way, is the over.
Yeah, like I'm not saying that's an easy under, because I think it's whichever team gets to 20 first will win the game.
Okay. I think that's
but
a
I
fair
don't think
assumption.
Both teams will get to 20.
Jeremy Fowler is reporting the Cowboys are signing pass rusher KJ Henry to a 2-year deal.
Finally got Henry. Everybody was complaining about it, especially after the Baltimore game.
This is different.
He's off the practice squad for the Bengals, Mike.
I always screw up Derrick Henry's name. Is there any chance the Cowboys are looking at Travis Henry, who I think has a lot of legal issues the last I looked into it?
Hold on. You say he's out the practice squad of the Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he played for Washington last year. He had 1.5 sacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tolo's helped me out. I really think when I was listening to Jerry this morning, we'll go back and listen to this cut. I think he said that you're not going to get somebody off the practice squad that's going to come in and be able to help right away. I thought he said maybe they can help in like 2 or 3 games. Maybe he meant... they can help in these next 2 or 3. I interpreted it as they won't be able to help for the next 2 or 3 games until they get acclimated to the system. So that is an interesting signing.
When you do this, they have to go on your active roster. You can't take a practice squad guy to your practice squad. So you sign him to be on, at least on the sideline.
Yeah.
And 2 hours ago, Kevin, Dalvin Cook tweeted out a star in the hands praying. So.
Well, again. If you go back,
he's going to defensive
to the Jerry Jones interview with Sean, RJ, Bobby, and Peyton. I feel like Jerry Jones is pretty adamant when he's like, "No." Who? Well, yes, true. At first, he said who?
Who,
and then he goes, "I didn't hear who you said."
Gotcha.
But then he was like, "No, I do not anticipate that." So I'm very sorry, Dalvin Cook. You know, if
just
he
wanted
said
to update those right there.
Did
so.
He say it 2 hours ago, like right before the Jerry interview? You think he was like, "Hey Jerry, help me out."
It says 7:58 a.m.
Okay, so a little bit before.
And I don't know if that's central. Yeah, so that would have been 2 hours. It would have been about 30 minutes, and we'd heard nothing. So it's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.